you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, Memorization Monday, July 27th, 2020. And we're going to be looking at a great verse, an encouraging verse, a verse that transcends all understanding, and you'll understand it in a minute. In fact, last week we had Bill Dolan in the studio, actually on Monday and Tuesday. The Monday program turned into a Testimony Monday, and the Tuesday was the Memorization Monday. But last week we looked at Philippians 4:6, which states, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God." Well, we're going to follow that up with Philippians 4:7 today, and this week it'll be our memory verse, our verse to kind of have our affections and our attentions towards as we ask God to bring maybe healthy conviction or insight or how this verse can be instrumental in maybe us being more effective witnesses for Jesus to lift his name up. But Philippians 4:7 is, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And our special guest to talk a little bit about this verse, Philippians 4:7, is Radio Ray, or Brother Ray, or Pastor Ray.
Or Ray.
Yeah, or Ray. Or Ray Pepple, and Ray is the pastor at the First Baptist Church of Lincoln, and you've served in that role for 3 years, but you've been involved in the church for a number of years. In fact, God kind of raised you up from the inside. You were teaching Bible studies, assisting the pastor, helping in various ways, and God put a calling on your life to assume the role as pastor about 3 years ago?
Right, that's correct.
You live in the Lincoln area with your lovely wife, Paula. And how many years have you two been married? Because I know you have 4 children and like 9 grandchildren.
Yes. We've been married about 40 years.
About 40. And you've lived in the Lincoln area almost 20 years now.
Right.
And you brought along a sidekick. We're waving at Keith Fellers. Keith, do you want to come up to the microphone and say hi? Come on, come over here. Keith is the GPS for Pastor Ray. Here you go, right in here.
Oh, goodness, we're trying to find a microphone.
We're bringing Keith into the mix here.
Hi, everyone.
And prolific.
Yeah. Perfect.
And what I'll say about Keith, he used the magic words, Marianne, so
what's
if I'm
that?
Sounding a little more excited than usual, how can I help?
Oh, I know.
I think I could volunteer in Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
What do you have for me to do? And he asked all about the Prime Lifetimes papers, and so we're going to see if we can maybe have Keith as one of our distributors or help get the word out about the Prime Lifetimes papers and deliver them maybe to that Big R and other future locations. So
this is just going to be a great week, Martin.
Yes. Well, last Thursday when I was in Bloomington, I had a great meeting with Craig Gates, and he's willing to volunteer and put the paper in some area locations. I met a number of other businesses, and so, the Prime Lifetimes papers making inroads into Bloomington, Lincoln, Springfield, and other areas. So we're very excited how God continues to use the Prime Lifetimes paper. But Pastor Ray, a few weeks ago I approached you about being a part of Memorization Monday, and we talked a little bit about Bill Dolan, and you and he have been buddies. You shared a radio program on WLLM for many years.
We did.
And so he was singing you up praises. You were singing him up praises.
Yep.
In fact, I loved your email last week that basically said, after hearing Bill and him raising the bar so high, I'm not sure if I want to come in.
If
it's any consolation, I feel like a lot of people thought that about Bill.
Bill was great. We appreciate his heart for the Lord.
Sure.
He does.
But one thing, Pastor Ray, that I appreciate, and I think when you and Bill did radio together, you were kind of the spontaneous, on the fly, much more like me, not maybe always so prepared. But yet today, you came with handouts, with information, with sheets. In fact, you even had some goals for today's program. And usually, or oftentimes, I'll speak with somebody that's going to be interviewed, and I'll say, well, our threefold goals are to educate, edify and evangelize, mm-hmm. and we want to lift up the name of Jesus, and we want God to be glorified. Mm-hmm. And so if you have a CD or a book or a seminar that you want people to come to, I said, as long as it's God-honoring, helpful for the listeners, you know, I'll promote it and such. But we're very intentional on educate, edify, and evangelize. Amen. But oftentimes I'll ask the guest, do you have an objective or what do you want to have accomplished through the interview? And they might say, well, I'd love to obviously lift up the name of Jesus, but also if people could attend my workshop or read my book and so forth. And so we talk it through. Well, you came with three different intentions, if you will, things that you wanted to accomplish. And so maybe Marianne can highlight these because I think they're so great and wonderful, and you've really thought through your intentions of being a part of the Mark and Friends Edition Memorization Monday.
I thought these were just wonderful things and goals that you would like to have accomplished. The first one is to honor God.
Amen.
The mm-hmm. second one is to make God look good through these radio waves and in all that we do.
Amen.
And the last one was to encourage the WLLM listeners to stay tuned, stay healthy, and stay focused on our Lord and Savior. Success comes, this is Ray's words, success comes when we all point to the true north, Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Seeing ourselves as kids of the kingdom and desiring to please him. I
Amen.
Love that phrase, the true north.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And we talked earlier about WLUJ, Lift Up Jesus, and mm-hmm. I said that's such a great reminder for me and our ministry as we've completed this merger and are moving forward in the days ahead. It's all about lifting up Jesus.
Amen.
And so I love having people, special guests in that have a faith journey, a story of how Jesus has lifted them up
Amen.
So that they can return and lift him up and proclaim his goodness. So.
Well, I tell you, Mark, I'm getting kind of taken with all these past WLLM listeners. I mean, they're praying. They're still in the game here.
Yeah.
Amen.
I love it.
In fact, if you missed last week's interview, Monday and Tuesday's edition of Mark and Friends with Bill Dolan on, he talked about the roots of WLLM
yeah.
and how it was prayed up and how we're continuing in that wave of prayer that began so many years ago. And so
And here's Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Radio Ray is with us.
Oh, I love
today.
That, Ray. I'm going to think of you that way, Radio Ray.
Well, we're going to be looking at Philippians 4:7. And so let me start at 4:6, because 4:6 and 4:7 go so well together. And Marianne's going to do a reading, and then we're going to give Radio Ray some time to talk about it, maybe share a little of his faith journey and how God has certainly guarded his heart and his mind. But Philippians 4:6-7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." And then today's verse, Philippians 4:7, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus."
All right, and here is what Robert J. Morgan has to say about that verse. "If you rejoice in the Lord, practice graciousness, practice God's nearness, cast your worries on him, and pray with thanksgiving, the peace of God shall garrison and mount guard." I've never heard that put that way. I love it. "Shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." And that's from the Amplified Bible. So here's some bullet points about that verse. First, the word "and." The first word here is the conjunction "and," which connects this promise to the conditions previously mentioned. Praying with thanksgiving. The peace of God. This isn't just the peace God gives, it's the peace he enjoys, his own internal dimensions of peace. It's the peace of Christ himself, who said in John 14:27, "My peace I give to you." And the next bullet point, which surpasses every thought. It's beyond our ability to understand it or to explain it to others. When we do as God commands here, we're promised an inner composure, utterly unexplainable and inexplicable. Next bullet point, "will guard." Paul used a military term here, a Greek military term, which meant to station sentries to protect, defend, and preserve an area. Your hearts and minds, that's our emotions and our thoughts, in Christ Jesus. It's part of the birthright of those in an abiding relationship with him. And now here's just an inset he writes about. In his book, Spiritual Depression, Martin Lloyd-Jones told a Salvation Army worker and his wife, Mr. and Mrs. George Carpenter, who had a radiant daughter, dedicated to Asian missionary work. When she contracted typhoid, the Carpenters prayed earnestly, but somehow felt they shouldn't pray for recovery. Their prayer was for God to heal her, if it was His will. They prayed like this for 6 weeks, and then the girl passed away. The morning she died, John said to his wife, "You know, I'm aware of a strange and curious calm within." Mrs. Carpenter said, "I feel exactly the same. This must be the peace of God." And it was the peace of God, said Lloyd-Jones. It was the peace of God, keeping the heart and mind quiet in the sense that they could not upset the person. They could not understand it. And that was the only explanation. It must be the peace of God. It was. Thank God for it. You and I cannot explain these things. They overpower us. But He is almighty. With prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, therefore, let your requests be made known to Him, and He, through His peace in Christ, will keep your heart and mind at rest and in peace. And here's a memory tip. Consider adding verses 8 and 9 to your memory work. It completes the thought. While verse 7 talks about the peace of God, verse 9 promises something even better, the God of peace. Here's a quote from Thomas Watson. God the Father is called the God of peace, Hebrews 13:20. God the Son, the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6. God the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Peace, Ephesians 4:3. Thomas Watson. Well, that's interesting. So he's bringing verse 8 and 9 into this, isn't he?
Yeah, and in fact, I'm grabbing my Bible.
You're looking for it. I wonder what you're doing over there. Yeah. Suddenly reading the Bible intently. Okay.
Yeah, just grabbed my Bible and I wanted to read Philippians 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, right?
Yeah, all of them.
Okay, so let's do that, and then we're going to give Pastor Ray time to share.
Time to preach to us.
Some of what God's put on his heart. But Philippians 4, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. It is a great section.
Yeah, there's the word of God.
Hey, I'm going to throw this out, Marianne. If anyone can recite those verses from memory, I'll have some kind of special prize, and at the minimum, it'll be a free appetizer gift card to the Texas Roadhouse. But I'll probably throw in some kind of ministry resource, a good book,
that
and we'll figure out something else. If you have that memorized, you call the station. 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777.
That's pretty
cool. And it can be a couple weeks from now. Maybe it's your child or daughter.
Well, they're going to start memorizing it right tonight or this
morning. Work on it, and we'll make it worth your while. Well, Pastor Ray, thank you for being available, driving in from Lincoln and taking time. And I know you prayed up your time in God's Word to share some insights or glimpses into this verse. What do you have to say about it?
The overall theme for these two verses, which are like bookends, is reacting to problems with thankful prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And normally spiritually stable people react to trials with thankful prayer. And it's the antidote. This is the antidote. Prayer is the antidote for worry.
Yeah.
And it's the cure for anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular text shows us and tells us about the priority and the attitude the believer brings to prayer. And there's three key words being prayer, supplication, and requests. And those are all direct, and those are all specific. The idea is believers will cry out to God when they have a problem without doubting and questioning, or even blaming God, which is sometimes the case, and they'll do this with thanksgiving. And you know, some people become worried and anxious and fearful because they do not trust in God, in His wisdom or His greatness, and they fear God for some reason isn't wise enough, strong enough, or good enough to prevent disasters from happening. And it could be this sinful doubting that's because their fear of their knowledge of Him is faulty. Or maybe they have sin in their life that's crippled their faith. So thankful prayer brings relief from fear and worry because it affirms God's sovereign control over every circumstance. and that His purpose is always for our good.
I like that statement a lot. That's really good, Ray. For it affirms God's sovereign control. Mm-hmm. I like that. Go ahead.
And once we've made peace with God through salvation, and we're no longer God's enemy, and we can become a kid of the kingdom, we can enjoy the peace of God and that tranquility that comes over our soul that God gives us. And it's a confident trust in His flawless wisdom and His infinite power that we can give us the calm in the storms of life.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 48:22 says, "There is no peace for the wicked, neither with God nor from God," which is a supernatural peace that surpasses all the compassion. And this knowledge flies over human intelligence and human analysis and human rights and human understanding. It far surpasses human scheming and human devices and human solutions, because the real source is God. And in God, His judgments are unsearchable and His ways are unfathomable. And Romans 11:33 tells us, "And the real challenge of the Christian life is not to eliminate every unpleasant circumstance, it's to trust God in the good purpose of our holy, powerful God in every difficulty." So when we honor Him by trusting Him, we'll experience the blessings of His perfect peace. And when we do this, God's peace will guard us from anxiety and doubt and worry. And we'll guard is a military term, like you said, Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
Farimo. And it's used of soldiers being on guard duty.
Yeah.
The picture would be familiar to the Philippians because Rome had put troops there to protect their interests. So just as the Roman soldiers, the Roman guards, were protecting the city, so God's peace that He gives us guards and protects us, those of us who trust Him, and we trust Him with full confidence that we know He's got us.
Yeah.
Hearts and minds, it wasn't intended to separate the two.
I agree.
Here He is speaking to the believer's inner person, and again, Paul reminds us that true peace really isn't available through any human source. There's only one way to find that true peace, and that's only found in Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Philippians 4:7, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And I'm thinking, you know, when we understand the character of God, that God is righteous, God is holy, God is just, but He's loving, He's caring, He's full of mercy. And when we have that proper balance, that He's a good, loving God that has our best interests in mind, then we can find that peace in Him because of His character. Mm-hmm. And it's not according to whether we measure up, whether we do all the right things, whether we attend church every Sunday and tithe.
Right.
We can't earn our way into His grace.
No,
it's because
way.
Of His character, His nature, demonstrated through the Lord Jesus. Now, we have to come to the point where we recognize Jesus as our Savior, as our Lord, as our Master. We have to surrender to Him. We have to recognize we're sinful. There's nothing in us that God should extend His love and grace and mercy toward. But because He does, because He loves us through Jesus, we can have that proper peace because it's all about what He's done for us, not what we're doing for Him. But then we do want to do wonderful things for Him because we love Him.
Amen.
Yeah.
So how have you found inner peace in these years in your own faith journey?
The inner peace that I found is a peace that you can't really explain. And down through the years, we've been in the ministry since 1983. Down through the years, things would happen. Lord's always used health and finances in our ministry, my wife and I. And we would go through some valleys and with health, and other folks would kind of look at, wow, they couldn't believe that you didn't get shook up and you're not angry, you're angry at God. And yeah, that's
wow.
Where I learned faith was walking through the valleys. I never learned a lot of faith when I was on the mountaintop,
right.
But sure learned to live with the Lord and trust Him when you're in a situation where there's no real answer other than Him.
Well, praise God for you and your wife's faith, right?
Amen.
Now, I know we only have a couple minutes, but I don't know if Marianne or Pastor Ray, you want to address this, but say there's somebody driving along, they're like, having peace with God. How would that look? I don't know if I even believe in God. I don't know if I understand this concept of Jesus being my Savior. How would we lead someone to experiencing that inner peace, that salvation that comes from knowing Jesus, that securing everlasting life, that there will no longer be pain or suffering, that God will work, even through their current heartache or their loss or the uncertainties of life, that God wants to offer them peace?
Well, wow. You know, to someone driving along wondering about that, I would say the words out loud. God, I want to draw near to you, because the Word of God says if you say that and you do that, He will draw near to you.
Amen.
He's a good God. He loves you.
Amen. He sure does. And that's a good answer.
Now, Ray, I guess about a minute left. One of those elevator testimonies where you have like 56 seconds to share how to come to know Jesus or why you came to know Jesus. Who helped you with that knowledge that God loves you and you need to accept Jesus?
Amen. It was a Billy Graham at a Billy Graham crusade at McCormick Place in Chicago, Illinois, in 1964, back when the earth was cooling. And my mother had been witnessing to me, and my aunt. And the crusade certainly put the icing on the cake.
Wow.
And so how old were you at this point?
14.
14 years old. Mm-hmm. You know, you come to this event. You're hearing that God loves you, that He cares for you,
Amen.
That Jesus, His Son, His only begotten Son, His prized possession, was sent to this earth to be the vehicle of redemption. I know it's kind of maybe a complex concept, but we're sinners, we're far from God, but God sent Jesus to bridge that gap, to die for our sins. And so you as a 14-year-old, did the light go off in your mind that I need a Savior, I know I'm a sinner, and you asked Jesus
sure
in
did.
Your heart?
It okay. sure did.
Well, praise God for Billy Graham.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yep.
Yeah. And praise God for this verse that we can apply into our lives as we follow Jesus, that we can, in fact, experience the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, and it will, in fact, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Are you struggling with a decision? Are you maybe wayward in your ways and want to return to God? Are you confused by some of the uncertainties in life? Well, you can have peace. God offers that to all of us, and He does desire to work in our situation, to work into our lives. He loves us. He's a good God. He's maybe not like the Father you experienced in the earthly sense. He's always there for you. He's not a workaholic, but He's working for your best interest. He's not abusive. He's not maybe any of the things that you could have experienced from an earthly father or for that matter, no father at all. Maybe you were abandoned. God will never leave you nor forsake you. He offers peace. And as it says again in Philippians 4, 6 and 7, do not be anxious Amen. About anything, but Amen. In everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Come to God, as Marianne said, draw near to God. That's James 4:8. Draw near to God, and He'll draw near to you. And Philippians 4, verse 7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, Amen. Will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That would be our prayer for you today, that your heart would be guarded, that your mindset would be on Christ, on the finished work that He did on your behalf, that you would experience God's love for you, and you would draw near to Him and thank Him and appreciate Him. And if you're somebody that maybe this is a foreign concept or you've never drawn near to God before, we would recommend that. We would exhort you to do that just in the private moments in your heart and mind. Say, God, I need you. Help me. And there's also an 800 number you could call. There's great people that would love to talk to you about having a relationship with Jesus. It's 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Well, thank you, Radio Ray, Pastor Ray, Brother Ray, for being available for today, the Monday edition of Market Friends. Thank you, Marianne.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Pastor Ray Pepple with the Great News Media Group. God bless you, and have a great day and night.